You're listening to SBS News.
Irina Zayat's career as a scientist looked like it was all but over. As Russian forces closed in on Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, earlier this year, she fled the city with her 8-month-old daughter. Ms. Zayat had been working as a bioengineer for pharmaceutical companies, and there were reports of Russian troops targeting Ukrainian scientists such as herself.
I left Ukraine because of war, when bombing was beginning, in the first minutes of war, because I have small daughter. She was 8 months old only.
She says many other scientists have since been enlisted to help with the war effort, some in the lab, others on the front line.
Some scientists left Ukraine because of the war. Some scientists who left in Ukraine are working hard to produce medicines and medical devices for Ukrainian army, and some scientists are in the local military.
Ms. Zayets was initially stranded across the border in Poland. Her young daughter Oksana did not have a passport, and Australian officials were reluctant to let them into the country. Although she finally made it to Sydney with the help of her Australian-based sister, she worried that her limited English might hamper her career prospects.
I'm new in this country and I speak English not good and I'm happy to work there.
At the same time, Jennifer McDiarmid was on the lookout to hire refugee Ukrainian scientists.
The war just started and we noticed that some scientists were being targeted in Ukraine. So we thought, well, once the government provided a visa for 2 years, there's nothing else. People get here and then what?
Dr. McDiarmid is the co-chief executive of Sydney biotech company Ingenic, which is working on cancer drugs and COVID vaccines, among other projects. She was introduced to Ms. Zayets after writing to the Ukrainian embassy as well as Ukrainian community groups in Australia. Although Ms. Zayets faces a difficult language barrier, Dr. McDiarmid says she has quickly proven herself to be more than capable.
We interviewed her and we realised that she had the sort of skills in analytical skills and chemistry skills that we could use and train, and that's turned out to be true. She's a very quick study and has learnt things quickly, not the least of which is English.
Ms. Zayet says that although it was difficult to make it to Australia, she is loving being back in the lab.
Yeah, it's very nice to live here because Australia is a very friendly country and warm weather. I'm happy to be here.
Steve Trask, SBS News.